Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Some might say that Austin hasn't been very good at preserving our history and that we have a habit of tearing it down and replacing it with mixed-use developments or condominiums. I'm looking at you, Rainy Street. But at least one Austin organization is working hard to help preserve Austin's history, and that's the Austin History Center Association. And here today on Inside Austin is Kent Collins with the Austin History Center Association. If you want to find it online, you can do so. Find out more at austinhistory.net. Kent, I appreciate you joining us today on Inside Austin.
Thanks very much, John.
Now let's talk about the organization.
Glad to be here.
What is it? What is the Austin History Center Association? What is the mission?
The Austin History Association is a group of individuals which has now grown from approximately 80 members 2 years ago to 650 today. And the mission at the History Center Association is to support the Austin History Center, which is located currently in the 1933 Austin Public Library. And we help ensure that diverse stories in Austin and Travis County are discovered, collected, presented, and preserved.
So the Austin History Center and the association are not the same thing. Is it safe to say the Austin History Center Association supports the History Center?
That's right.
What, for those of us who are unfamiliar, what is the Austin History Center?
The Austin History Center is basically the archive of the city of Austin. Things from 150 years ago have been collected over the years by the library, and it was in 1954 under the original archivist, Catherine Drake Hart, that this was formed into the Austin-Travis County Collection, which then in 1980 became the Austin History Center.
And you mentioned the Austin History Center is located in the old library. Is that right?
The 1933 Austin Public Library, which is across from Wooldridge Square at 9th and Guadalupe Street.
And is that adjacent to the old library, the Falk Library building there in the old downtown Central Library?
Right. The 1967, I believe, John Henry Falk Library, which was used until the current Austin Public Library, which opened about 5 years ago. And so the Falk and the Austin History Center are adjacent to each other in that block.
And it looked like on your website that there may be big plans in the works, hopefully, for the old Falk Library, the old Central Library building. What can you talk about that, if anything? What can you say?
Well, the citizens of Austin were very generous in passing two bond issues for almost $18 million to bring the Falk Library up to standards to create an archival environment in that building, which is adjacent to the Austin History Center, so that we will have a two-building campus of the Austin History Center in the next 5 years.
It looks like that'd be a huge expansion, right? You're going to gain a lot of square footage with the new building.
It will triple the Austin History Center's ability to collect, display, and exhibit archives.
And Kent, I also saw on the website that the Austin History Center Association, you guys are focused on Austin oral history. For anybody who's maybe less familiar with that, what is oral history and what are you doing to preserve Austin oral history?
Well, much of the things that are collected in a history center or an archive are written materials, photographs, records. We have early television station videotapes. We have music, recordings of music that are valuable, especially to a city like Austin. But oral histories, people retelling their stories in Austin from a diverse group of prominent Austinites is invaluable to a modern history center. And so oral histories are very, very treasured by our organization. And in the last 2 years, we've done 30 oral histories by a range of Austinites.
This oral history that you're collecting and you're archiving, is it accessible to the general public?
Yes. People can put in records requests. They can have things copied for them. They can go in and make appointments. They can request that research be done and then sit down with an archivist and view the materials at a predetermined time and make an appointment. And it's very painstaking on the part of the staff at the History Center. And yet there are hundreds, if not thousands, of requests every year by a range of Austinites, reporters, people writing books, people doing radio programs like yours, television shows, movies.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Kent Collins from the Austin History Center Association. If you want to find out more information about it, you can find it online. It's austinhistory.net. And Kent, the Austin History Center Association, you've had some major accomplishments throughout the years. What are some of the bigger accomplishments? What are some of the accomplishments that the association is most proud of in its history?
Well, I think building our membership base and going from 80 members to 650 members in the last 2 years gives you an example of the support we have in the community. We have also begun raising funds for an operating endowment to be able to spend more of our time supporting the History Center itself rather than keeping ourselves as a private nonprofit, raising funds through fundraisers all the time. So that operating endowment, which has gone from having an operating endowment of approximately $80,000 to $1,100,000 in the last 2 years, shows you that we're really on a roll.
And I saw on the website, does the association own its own, is it Waterloo Press that you own? You own Waterloo Press?
Yes, Waterloo Press is an imprint that used to be privately owned and was transferred to the Austin History Center Association several years ago.
And this is a book publishing company, is it not?
Yes, it's a nonprofit publishing company. People come to us and gracious, you know, writers like Michael Barnes, who has written three books called Indelible Austin, and a range of other people that you would know have written books that we publish and sell.
I was going to ask you, because if you have a publishing company, a book publisher, you certainly have a bookstore, and you do, right, at the association, you have a bookstore?
We do. COVID has made the book publishing and book selling business very complicated, but when the History Center gets back up and running in late May, 2 days a week, you'll be able to go in and buy books in our office. And then we currently sell them on the internet through our website and also by telephone.
And what about upcoming events? You mentioned coronavirus. I'm sure everything's kind of been on hold for the past year and a half, almost 2 years. Do you have any upcoming events planned there for the Austin History Center Association? Is there anything on the calendar that Austin may want to take part in or be aware of?
A lot of people know us by our spotlight events, which spotlight historic places in Austin. And those have had to go from being live events like the 100th anniversary of Dirty Martin's on Guadalupe Street and Castle Hill to online events. We recently had an online spotlight about a murder that took place at the Austin Pitch and Putt about, oh my gosh, 80 years ago. People love these things, and the production values have been wonderful. You know, we have learned to basically produce television shows in the last year of COVID, and we have a great group of volunteers and committee chairs that have spent lots of hours learning how to make live events become virtual events, and people love them.
Do you think you'll continue with the virtual events, or will you go back to live, or maybe like kind of the new office environment, it'll be more of a hybrid environment in the future for the association?
Well, I think there's a patience factor that people are beginning to just not want to continue to have Zoom meetings and team meetings and Microsoft Teams and virtual and attend virtual events. I think people want to get back to seeing each other in person. Our upcoming annual meeting, which will be on Sunday, May 16th, is going to be virtual, but we predict that starting in the perhaps late summer, early fall, we will be able to have in-person spotlight events. And our most well-known event, which is our Eberly Luncheon, Angelina Eberly Luncheon, which usually takes place in early January or February, will take place as an in-person event. That's my goal as incoming president.
Yeah, so for anybody who hasn't gone out and gotten their vaccine yet, get out and do so we can all gather once again in person.
You're here.
Kent, what about getting people involved? How can Austin get involved with the Austin History Center Association if they want to help out with a mission? Are we talking about donations to the association or volunteerism? What's the best way to help?
You can call us at the Austin History Center Association. The best way is to go to our website, which is www.austinhistory.net, and sign up as either a volunteer, a donor, become a member, and we'll get you involved. We have a group of really great committee chairs doing oral history, spotlight events, and even a master planning committee for the Falk and Austin History Center building. So there's lots of ways to get involved and have fun and get to know our history.
And Kent, as we run out of time, I'll give you the last 30 seconds. What is it we didn't get a chance to talk about yet, or what is it you'd like to say to Austin and Central Texas?
You know, I think James Baldwin said, in order to know where you're going, you have to know from whence you came. And a lot of other people have taken that phrase and changed it around. But I traced it back to Mr. Baldwin, who said it in a fairly archaic way. But what he said is really true. And it's hard to know where you're going as a city unless you understand the development and the history of the city in which you live. And I've had people come up to me in the History Center who are from San Francisco and other places and said, what a treasure you have here. And we just want that treasure to be known by many more Austinites.
That's Kent Collins with the Austin History Center Association. If you want to find out more about it, you want to take a look at the history of Austin and the Austin History Center, find out more about what's going on. AustinHistory.net is the address. Kent, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin today.
Thanks very much, John. Anytime.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.